This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of communication skills found in Proverbs, we established an outline. Now let's amplify point one. To develop Christ-like communication skills, we'll need to know our audience before we speak. This enabled Jesus to be so effective in what he said. John 2:25 declares, "He knew what was in a man." Solomon in Proverbs 9, 7 through 8 makes it clear that if you correct or rebuke a mocker or a wicked person, that person will insult, abuse, or hate you. Conversely, verse 9 indicates if you rebuke a wise man, he'll love you. Proverbs 17, 10 says a man of discernment will be impressed if you rebuke him, meaning he'll learn and benefit from the rebuke. Proverbs 23:9 warns us not to speak to a fool, for he will scorn the wisdom of your words. Clearly, if you know the one you want to address is unteachable, don't waste your words on them. Sometimes, however, it's necessary to say something to a rebellious or incorrigible person, but our expectations regarding their response should be realistic. That's probably why Solomon said in Proverbs 17:27, "A man of knowledge uses words with restraint, and a man of understanding is even-tempered." So before you speak, it would be wise to give some thought about who your audience is. That understanding will help you determine what, if anything, to say to them. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.